I don't know about you, but there are certain weeks where I feel the fallenness of our world much more and long for a better world.
我唔知道你哋會係點樣，但係有好多時咧，我係睇到我哋嘅世界咧，我係會更加渴望一個好嘅世界。
For the past few months, Serena and I returned home, and we found our mailbox opened, the mailbox emptied, and we were very concerned.
喺最近幾個月咧，我同我太太翻到屋企，見到我哋嘅信箱咧打開咗，但入邊冇信嘅，於是乎咧我就覺得唔對路。
So naturally, we contacted organizations that I should contact, and their reply was they were blaming the other organization. I contacted two. Okay, you can just imagine which organization I would contact. They blame the other groups.
咁好自然咧，我就聯絡兩個唔同嘅部門啦。但係咧，佢哋係互相指責，話唔關自己事。
I followed up, I phoned both of them again, and this time they blamed me. They said the owner is responsible for fixing his own mailbox.
咁我又再同佢哋聯絡啦。今次咧，佢哋又係推卸責任，仲話係作為屋主咧，係我嘅責任去整翻好個信箱。
Especially after I took a photo, ensuring them that my mailbox is not broken.
即使我俾相佢哋睇到咧，個信箱根本係冇爛到。
So what irritated me? It was the fact that maybe someone stole our mail.
乜嘢令到我咁激氣咧？就係好可能咧，有人偷咗我哋啲信件。
It was that these organizations both dodged responsibility and even blamed me.
而呢兩個部門咧就互相推卸責任，甚至係怪罪我。
And then I think about Pastor Tom Cheung's passing and the irresponsibility of the other driver who caused the loss of his life.
我又諗起張武偉牧師，佢因為對方係一個好不負責任嘅司機撞咗埋佢嘅車度，而令到佢喪生。
To make things worse, some church members of Pastor Tom's church, they formed a GoFundMe page shortly after a fake page was created to attempt to take money from the tragedy. Okay.
更加弊嘅咧就係教會入邊嘅弟兄姊妹咧，就喺網上為佢設立一個籌款嘅網站，而好快脆咧就有人整一個假嘅網站出嚟去呃錢，為呢件慘劇去呃錢。
To make things even worse, I didn't have the heart to read the page in the comments, but apparently there were these comments criticizing Pastor Tom's family. Oh, they already take money from the church. Why give them more? That kind of comment. To make things worse.
而更加壞嘅咧，就係有人喺啲網上留言咧，就竟然話張牧師已經喺教會度攞咗錢嘅，點解我哋仲要捐錢俾佢
？And then I think about another situation where how many of you know the author Joshua Harris or has read his book I Kissed Dating Goodbye? It's an American Christian book. If you can raise your hand, if you have read the book or know who he is, okay? Maybe some of the older believers, okay? English speaking believers, I should say.
另外有樣嘢我想提嘅咧，就係有一個人叫做Joshua Harris 嘅咧，佢係寫過有一本好出名嘅書，叫做《不再約會》嘅，唔知大家知唔知道係邊位
？Recently, on social media, he announced that he's divorcing his wife of 20 years. They have 3 children, and he says that he is no longer a Christian.
最近佢喺社交媒體嗰度公開宣布話，佢同佢結咗婚20年、有3個小朋友嘅太太咧，佢要同佢分開，並且佢唔再係基督徒。
What's also worse is, I don't have the heart to read these comments, they just get me upset. But there are comments page in which they criticize both Harris and his wife, all sorts of mean comments that you can only imagine, okay? By Christians, by the way. Christians criticizing them, okay?
而在网站上面呢，我看到很多根本我不想看下去的，有很多很不堪的留言呢，是批评这位先生呢，亦都係批評佢太太啊、教會啊咁。
For those of you who know about Joshua Harris, we should be praying for him and his family. That's what we should do, really.
你哋知道呢位係邊位嘅？請求你哋係為佢同埋佢嘅家庭禱告。
But in situations like these, I feel that I long for virtue. I long for a better world.
當呢情形發生嘅時候，我就更加渴望我哋社會有好嘅品德。我渴望一個更加好嘅世界。
Where do we find virtue?
咁我哋喺边度揾好嘅品德咧
？So many people now and in history attempted to find virtue without God, apart from God.
世界上好多人喺过去或者现在咧，佢哋系想喺上帝以外去追求好嘅德行。
Now in their pursuit, we should affirm genuinely good deeds like humanitarian work and good moral teaching. We should affirm that.
咁我哋應該肯定嘅咧，就係佢哋嘅努力咧，係做好多好嘅行為，好多好事咧。我哋係要肯定佢哋呢個好嘅行為嘅。
Moreover, generally speaking, there seems to be a growth in higher standards of morality and ethics in the world. Generally speaking, for human history.
而大致上嚟講咧，呢個世界嗰個道德水準咧係一路提高，漸漸提高嘅。
Dr. Jordan Peterson, a well-known psychologist, Canadian psychologist, and social commentator, comments on the fact that eBay works. eBay, when you use eBay, when you buy something, people actually send you the actual object, and you actually send money. The fact that there is an honor system is already proof that our society is improving, at least in the West. Okay, eBay, right? Okay. I'm waiting for a package, actually, myself. I hope they send it.
Canada 有一個好出名嘅心理學家，佢係 Jordan Peterson 博士。佢曾經講過 ，eBay 呢個網上競投購物嘅網站咧，係建基於誠信嘅系統。你俾錢，佢就俾個貨物你。呢個係一個好嘅顯示，我哋個道德水準係日漸提高嘅。
Or even in our country, in Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedom, the fact that it guarantees individual rights.Individual safety, individual freedom of speech. These are all amazing things. We see an up moral trend specifically in countries that have been influenced by Christianity, especially. Okay.
而另外一個道德水準提高的指標就是好像我們加拿大的權利和自由憲章是保護我們的人權，我們的言論自由。監察腐敗等等咧，呢個亦都係我哋社會一個好嘅好嘅道德嘅標準。
Well, we can affirm these things. Can we really say that humanity as a whole is virtuous?
雖然我哋可以肯定我哋頭先所講嘅，但係可唔可以話大致上我哋嘅社會係有美德嘅咧
？We are better than before, but are we as a whole virtuous?
比起過去咁係有進步嘅，但係咪真係有品德咧？
Take our Chinese history, for example. Every dynasty collapsed because of moral corruption. Every dynasty. And then everyone rebelled against them, right? Every dynasty changed like that, even in Chinese history.
講緊我哋中國人嘅歷史啦，每一個王朝佢之所以係被推翻咧，係因為佢哋領導階層嘅腐敗。
In the West, people had thought that after the Enlightenment and the Renaissance, humanity would be better through better education.
而在西方社會咧，經過啟明同埋文藝復興之後咧，人咧就以為教育令到道德有所提升。
And yet, in the 20th century, last century, World War I, World War II, and many other wars.
但係喺20世紀，我哋睇到我哋經歷過第一同第二次世界大戰，仲有好多戰爭。
That was only two, three generations ago. That's it. 70 years. That's it.
只不過兩三代之前，大約係70年之前嘅事。
Is there any evidence that by human power, by politics, by more education, by more moral philosophy, by technological development, that as a whole humanity will become virtuous?
有啲咩證據俾我哋睇到，憑人嘅力量、政治、教育或者係道德哲學、科技嘅發展，令到我哋呢個世界嘅道德水準係可以提高咧？
History certainly doesn't give us that confidence, even if there is an uptrend.
雖然大致上都可以話向上，但係歷史俾我哋睇到，呢個唔係事實。
Our passage this morning tells us that for God's people, the Lord has granted us to escape from moral corruption of the world.
今日嘅經文話俾我哋知，作為上帝嘅子民，我哋領受來自上帝嘅恩典，得以脱離世上從情慾而來嘅敗壞。
Society thinks we can get virtue without God, but history seems to show that we are mistaken, and that is where we are lost.
世人以為我哋可以喺上帝以外追求好嘅品德，但係經文話俾我哋聽，呢個就係我哋錯誤嘅地方。
The Bible tells us that only when we have God in our life is where we can have real and lasting virtue.
聖經話俾我哋聽，我哋只係憑我哋係需要神喺我哋嘅心入邊，我哋先能夠得到永恆嘅品德。
Let me reread for us verse 4, which tells us that by God's glory and excellence, God has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them, through the promises, you and I may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire.
在经文里面第四节这样讲，因着神的荣耀与美德，他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世人从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
It is through God's word, God's promises, that people can be changed towards becoming virtuous, to escape from moral corruption.
是因为透过神的道，神的应许，我们才可以脱离这个世界的败坏。
The last praise song we just sang, Shout to the Lord, which is kind of a classic. The English verse is, I'll just translate for myself. The English verse says, nothing compares to the promise I have in you. In Chinese, I thought that was very interesting. I think it's kind of this is the translation, right? 在世上再没有别人及你。I think the real translation should be, 在世上没有别人及你的应许。Right, it's the God. It should be exalting God's promise. Right, there's nothing compares to the promises of God, and that is what this scripture is saying. It's saying that it is God's word and promises that free us from moral corruption.
是上帝嘅应许啊，令到我哋系脱离罪恶。
Now, why is there moral corruption? Why has this happened in the world?
点解呢个世界上有道德嘅败坏咧？
This passage tells us that it is because of sinful desire.
经文话俾我哋听，系因为我哋心入边嘅情欲。
The problem, the Bible tells us, is that people's lack of virtue is not a problem outside of them. Okay, it's not outside of them. Okay, it's not other people's issues. Okay.
圣经话俾我哋听，我哋之所以欠缺道德咧，系唔系我哋出边嘅事，系我哋心入边嘅事。
Remember when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, partook of the fruit, and humanity fell into sin? Do you remember that?
记唔记得亚当与夏娃当佢哋系背叛神，佢哋食咗个禁果之后
，and a tragedy happened between their two sons, Cain and Abel. Remember that?
记唔记得佢两个儿子啊，该隐与亚伯个悲剧就跟住发生。
Before Cain murdered Abel, God was trying to warn him.
喺该隐杀亚伯之前，上帝系曾经系警告过佢。
And God says to Cain, sin.Is crouching at the door. Its desire is to consume you. It's for you, but you must rule over sin. You must rule over it, or it will rule over you.
上帝好清楚话俾个人听，佢话罪就伏在你门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
Why does any person do wrong?
点解人会犯错咧？
Why do kids break stuff?Hurt other kids, and then when their parents tell them, say sorry, they go, sorry.
为什么这些小孩整烂人的东西，伤害其他的小朋友，而他父母叫他道歉的时候，他就很不愿意呢？
Who taught them that? Who taught these kids that?
谁教这些小孩做这些东西？
Assuming they didn't go to daycare.
我希望不是因为在托儿所学的呢。
Why does any adult do wrong, hurt others, slander, gossip, lie?
点解大人会犯罪咧？点解佢哋讲大话、伤害其他人啊、去诽谤他人咧
？Did people force them to do that？
系咪人哋监佢咁做嘅咧
？No, they made a choice.
唔系啊，系佢哋自己选择嘅。
Why did they make the choice？
点解佢哋咁样拣
？They wanted to.
因为佢哋想咁做咯。
That was their desire of their heart.
呢个就系佢哋心入边嗰个情欲。
We're all guilty of it.
我哋每一个人都系有呢个罪性嘅。
The issue in our world, the Bible points out, is.That the problem of sin is not something outside of us, but it's inside.
圣经指出呢个世界上嘅罪咧，唔系出边嘅问题，系我哋自己入边嘅问题。
If it's inside, then we need surgery, not more technology and education on the outside. We need this transformation inside.
如果系入边嘅心入边嘅咧，我哋系需要心意更新，而唔系话更多嘅科技、更多嘅教育去改变。
When we see the brokenness and corruption in our world for what it actually is, and we long for a better world, we long for our world and the people in it to be virtuous, what we are really longing for is a miracle. We want a miracle to happen.
当我们面对我们的世界是充满腐败、充满罪的时候，我们很自然是渴望这个世界上的人是有更加好的品德，但其实我们渴望的是一个奇迹。
Because how is a person supposed to change?
一个人点样先可以改变呢
？How is someone supposed to change the core of their heart, what they want?
点样由心入边开始有个改变呢
The passage tells us that it is God's great and precious promises. When a person encounters it, receives it, a change happens.
经文讲到话, 当我们领受神的说话, 得到神的应许, 我们就可以得到这个改变。
Elsewhere in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus tells us the change that has to happen in John chapter 3 is called being born again.
新约里面, 在, 约翰福音第三章, 耶稣提到呢, 我们是需要重生。
In the earlier letter by Peter, we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, that speaking to Christians, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
在彼得早期的书信,彼得前书里面他这样说,你们蒙了重生,不是由于能坏的种子,而是由于不能坏的种子,是藉着神活泼常存的道。
It is God's word that makes us born again.
是神的道令到我们可以得到重生。
Can people change other people?
人可不可以改变他人呢?
Can they change themselves?
他们可不可以改变自己呢?
No, only God can do that with his word.
不可以的, 是唯有上帝才可以, 是靠着上帝的道。
To get the virtue we long for, what we need in our day is not mere moral reformation. Slight changes, okay, slight changes here and there.
我们渴望得到更加好的品德, 我们需要的不是, 道德上的调整。
What we need more than moral reformation is revival, revival.
我们是需要来自圣灵的更新, 一个复兴。
Because in the gospel is where we find that when a man or a woman encounters God in his promises, we find a person is changed by this great story about Jesus.
在福音里面我们看到, 当人因为领受福音而得到生命的更新改变。
When a person is honest and real to God with their sin and brokenness, they find God, Jesus Christ, paying for their sins, punishment, dying for them out of love.
当我们坦白向神, 认罪, 承认我们的败坏不足, 我们就知道耶稣是为着我们的罪而受死。
They meet a God who overcomes their sin by his death and rises from the dead and to show us that he has power to overcome the sin and evil in every one of us.
耶稣他胜过死亡, 也是胜过我们心里面的罪。
And when we encounter the gospel, and God is at work through his word, we change. All of us who are believers, we have changed. The core of who we are has been transformed.
当我们领受福音, 我们的心就得到更新改变。
And when the Holy Spirit works in his word in deep ways and in widespread ways, that is many, many, many people, I just want you to think. Think about the person in your life that you think will never change. Not a believer. You want him to be a believer. He'll never change. Okay, you think about it. Think about your relative. He's so stubborn. He will never change. Just think.
当你想起你身边的亲人或者朋友, 你觉得, 唉, 他们很固执, 他们没可能改变的了。
And if God changes that person by his word, and by his spirit, if that happens,
上帝凭着他的说话, 用圣灵是将这些人改变。
And if that happens for you, it happens for you, it happens for you, happens for me, happens for you, happens for you, okay? All in the same time period, what's that? What is that? That's revival. Fuking, this is revival.
当这些改变在你, 我, 我们班人之中发生的时候, 这个就叫做复兴。
And that revival comes from God, which is why our passage begins and says that it is his divine power that does this in our life.
这个复兴是由神而来的, 这个复兴是令到我们的生命得到重生。
We need to respond to God once we know this, but the attitude of how we respond is very important.
当我们明白这个道理, 我们就需要回应神, 但是我们用什么态度去回应神呢?
I want to read a quote from a pretty famous American pastor. His name is A.W. Tozer. He was writing in the 1960s for the American church.
我想引述在美国有一个很出名的牧者在1960年代他曾经讲过的说话。
Tozer says this, that conversely, the self-assurance of modern Christians, the basic triviality present in so many of our religious gatherings, the shocking disrespect shown for God are evidence enough of deep blindness of heart.
他这样说, 现代基督徒的自高自大, 在众多宗教聚会里面所表现的轻浮态度, 和令人震惊的对上帝的藐视, 这些正正是显示人的心是盲的。
To the same temptation exists for us now in the year 2019.
今时今日, 我们所面对也是同样的问题。
For us to see our faith as just an add-on. It's a Sunday thing. It's a Friday thing, or whichever is your fellowship gathering. To see it as an add-on, that is being tempted to treat God lightly.
我们所看到的就是星期日我们就回教会崇拜，我们根本就是不看重神的说话。
And yet, when God reveals that we need to change, we need to come back to Him, right? We ought not to think that we ourselves can just get our life back together. By going to more Bible studies, we need to do those things, but our attitude shouldn't be based on our effort.
神告诉我们,我们要回教会聚会就可以做到的。
We need to go back to the basics.
我们要回到基本的。
Back to God's word.
回到神的道那里。
Come to God with humility.
以谦卑的心去到神面前,
asking God for help.
是, 请求神,
recognizing and confessing our sins.
去认罪,
asking God to rescue us.
是向神, 是,
Only when we are open to God, have our hearts open to God, do we find a holy God who loves us, who forgives us, who gives us grace, and He will transform the deepest desires of our hearts.
只有我们是打开我们的心，神才可以听到我们，祂是宽恕我们的罪，和帮我们是自罪尽之中释放出来。
Do we want a society that has virtue?
我们是不是想要一个有好品德的社会呢？
We can't control other people.
我们不可以控制其他人。
We can make decisions for ourselves, myself, yourself.
但是我们可以为我们自己的事作选择。
We need to again and again come to God in His Word every day.
每日我们需要来到神的面前去研读祂的说话。
For God to change us.
让上帝将我们更新改变。
The change is not because I can memorize Bible verses. It's not that.
改变不是来自我可以背本圣经。
But when I read the Word, I hear a voice from God in His Word. He speaks to me, He comforts me, He convicts me, He changes me. That's where the power is. The power is in God, in His Word.
而是当我读经文的时候，我听到神对我说话，他听到我忏悔，他教导我。
It's like an analogy might be, if you're sick, the doctor prescribes you medicine. Do you need to take the medicine? Yes, but it's the medicine that will cure you, not your efforts, right? It's a medicine. It is God's word that will make that change in your heart.
个比喻就是等于你病了，那你看医生，你吃药啦。那你每一次吃药，就不是因为你吃药这个动作去帮助你，而是个药本身帮助你。亦即是当你看经文呢，就是神的说话去帮助你。
The application is very obvious. The question is, how are we doing in our devotional life? Okay, 灵生的生活, okay?
我们的灵修的生活又是怎样呢?
Do we want good for our children?
我们想不想有好的东西给我们的下一代呢?
Okay, many of you in EM service know what I'm going to say next. Family worship. Family worship.
英文部的朋友知道我将会说什么，我是想提醒大家家庭敬拜。
Parents, especially fathers, need to lead in family worship.
作为父母的，尤其是父亲，你是要领导你的家庭去崇拜。
Not because if we do family worship, it is automatic our kids will become good kids. That's not the point.
家庭敬拜不是因为你这样做，你的小朋友就会变成好的小孩。
Because when your children are young, parents, you are the first exposure for your kids to know God's word, to meet Him in His word. That's the power. The power is in His word.
当你的小朋友仲细的时候，他们能够认识上帝呢，就是由你做一个好的例子，透过圣经的说话去让他们认识上帝。
Do we want our church to continue beyond the 25th anniversary, which we'll celebrate next year, to continue beyond that, to survive beyond that? Do we want that?
你想不想我们教会25周年之后是仍然都是存在还是兴旺的呢？
Do we want to avoid aging out? Aging out means that all the young people leave and all the existing people just grow old and then the church ages out. That's what it means. We don't want that.
我们是不是担心我们教会老化呢？因为一路年轻人离开，人的人口老化而发生改变呢？
Do we want to avoid the internal split and division that we hear of some churches, sadly?They split and it's over. It's done. The church is done.
而教会因为不团结或者因为罪令到分裂，咁如果教会就消失咧
？Then we need to humble ourselves before God's word and to humble ourselves before God's spirit every day.
我哋就更加需要每日谦卑嚟到神面前。
And this is a call, especially for any of us who are in leadership in our church, including me.To dig deep in God's word, to be real, because it's easy to just know it here. Am I going to be real in my whole life?
呢番说话系特别为教会入边嘅牧者啦，我哋嘅领导人咧，我哋系要更加去认清神嘅说话。
As I conclude, I want to be clear that while we need to put effort in knowing God's word and obeying God's word, transformation and daily transformation is not hinged on our effort.
我想更加清楚講嘅係，我哋除咗要研讀聖經，我哋得到嘅更新咧，唔係靠我哋自己嘅所謂努力去改變嘅。
We need the power that comes in God's word by His Spirit。
呢個力量咧係來自神嘅靈同埋佢嘅道。
We need to pray for revival in our life, in our families, and in our church. We need to not lose hope in our prayer。
我哋要為著我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅教會去祈禱。
Perhaps God will bless, and if we do our part as a church family, right here, all of us,
上帝就会保守我们的教会，我们的家庭。
Perhaps if we seek God for revival, we may see more than just our church transform. We'll see all of our sister churches transform, maybe even our city.
当我们寻求神的复兴，就不单止是我们的教会，很可能我们见到其他教会，甚至是我们的城市得到复兴。
May that be so.